very high numbers of young people on the live register for a long period in Donegal. Overall, the numbers are concerning. I suppose we're happy that the youth unemployment rate is coming down in general, but I suppose it is a concern that it is lingering. And in many parts of the country, there are still many young people who haven't at this stage got the education places, the training places, and sometimes the work experience that would give them the opportunity to get on the jobs ladder. I suppose we're really calling on the government to refocus on the issue of youth unemployment. We think it's bad for young people, but it's also bad for society and the economy that young people are, you know, drifting to long-term youth unemployment. And we know from all the evidence that the longer a young person is unemployed, the more difficult it is to get back on the job ladder. So essentially, this is really a kind of a call to government to take more action. They did promise to implement a European Youth Guarantee, and that was the idea that any young person who was unemployed for 4 months or more would be guaranteed an education or training or work experience opportunity. They were also meant to get career counselling, and so that really hasn't happened. And as we see from the numbers from Donegal, definitely there are too many young people long-term unemployed.
In terms of training being offered, be it through Solace, be it through the ITs or whatever, the government will argue that it has implemented programmes such as JobBridge, allowing for internships, but there were problems with those. You would prefer, I presume, to see more structured training provided.
Indeed, yeah. I think, well, JobBridge has been abolished, and we welcome that because the scheme was flawed. They are talking about bringing in another work experience programme that hasn't emerged yet. I think in many areas of the country, the government have, in some cases, increased the number of training places, but for many young people, they aren't always suitable. It's also not always possible. Sometimes they're just in urban areas, and for young people in rural parts of whether it's Donegal or other parts of the country, it isn't always possible. They don't have a car. They can't afford a car insurance. So sometimes what's available is not suitable. And also there's the whole issue of linking it with the local labour market. And that was the idea with the Youth Guarantee, that the training and education and work experience were meant to be relevant for the local labour market. Check with employers, you know, find out what sort of jobs will become available. You know, and that really hasn't been done in a systematic way across the country. So I suppose essentially we're calling on government in the upcoming budget maybe to reprioritise this issue. And we think we could have long-term youth unemployment by the end of 2018 if all the resources were put in, and in particular the different agencies were required to work more strongly together.